USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Former President Donald Trump has some harsh words for lawmakers on the House Select Committee ahead of a final public hearing and report this week. On his Truth Social platform, Trump referred to the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol as thugs and scoundrels. The House panel will vote Monday whether to recommend the Justice Department look into criminal charges against Trump. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is sounding the alarm over an expected flood of migrants that may inundate the city when Title 42 expires on Wednesday. Adams said Sunday the city should expect an influx of buses coming from the border, with the potential for more than 1,000 asylum seekers arriving in the city every week. Another major East Coast city is coping with a rise in COVID-19 cases.
The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after they return from winter break, January 3rd through the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. I'm Lance Pry.
One Democratic senator is considering the possibility of cryptocurrency being made illegal. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown said that federal agencies need to get together to address the crypto market because of the dangers it presents to both national security and consumers. Some changes could be on the way for a social media favorite.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12 plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Veteran comedian Adam Sandler, who got his start more than 30 years ago on Saturday Night Live, is getting a career honor.
Sandler is the winner of this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
The star of The Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore, and more recently the tense drama Hustle, will be the 24th recipient of the prize for what's called his tenure as a fan favorite over 3 decades of film, music, and television. The Mark Twain Awards ceremony will be at the Kennedy Center in Washington in March. I'm Richard Johnson.
Well, we look next at movies, and to no one's surprise, Avatar, The Way of Water, was this week's top film in the United States and Canada. James Cameron's sequel to his 2009 blockbuster earned $134 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever finished a distant second with just under $5.5 million. The Television Academy says the 2023 Emmy nominations will be announced July 12th, the 75th annual Emmy Awards ceremony scheduled for September and will air on Fox. Argentina is the 2022 World Cup winner. They defeated France in an overtime thriller in Sunday's final from Qatar. Lionel Messi scored twice, including an extra time. The match was decided in penalty kicks. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.